Welcome to the Astral Projection Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Hello everyone. This is recorded with kind permission of Bob Peterson. You can find Bob at his website, www.robertpeterson.org. This is number one of 14 OBE letters by Bob Peterson. I've decided to post a series of letters I wrote to a group of Seth-oriented friends 8 years ago. The letters were geared to help them have OBEs, and remember, the material only contains my personal opinions. Dear potential astral traveller, first of all, let me tell you again why I've written this letter and why I'm intending to write more. I'm assuming from our discussions that you are interested in learning to leave your body at will, or developing your psychic skills in other areas. I'm also assuming that you're not averse to becoming more spiritual. Hopefully these letters will give you a little bit of each. This letter and all such letters are based on a few basic premises. 1. I love good letters from good friends. 2. I would like to get letters like that more often. 3. I believe that little reminders, quotes and so forth are helpful in developing psychic abilities, whether that is astral projection or any other ability. 4. I believe that if I have a reason or a prompting to practice, I will get better in these abilities. And if you also believe these premises, these letters might be able to help you develop some abilities. The letters will contain exercises, helpful hints, Sethian and New Age philosophy, hopefully some light humour, maybe even a few stories. The letters won't be too long, maybe a page or two each. This letter may be longer than most, because of the long introduction. Above all, this should be fun. I don't want this to be junk mail. Don't just throw it away, read it. It may be full of crap, but it also might have something of value inside. If it's not fun, if it's not exciting, if it's not helpful, then tell me. If you're not gaining anything from these letters, I'm wasting my time writing them, and I'd sooner switch my strategy in developing other psychic learning tools. I'd like to encourage you to write me some letters too. I can take criticism, suggestions, comments, or just about anything. All of your input is valuable to me because you are a valuable person, and perhaps, if you want, we can add your letters or variations of them to this collection, and then many people can benefit from your insights, lessons and experiences. If any psychic learning tool becomes too one-sided, it becomes dull and tedious after a while. It dries up. It can be fun to write letters that say, blah, 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 and it's even more fun to get a reply in the mail that says, oh yeah, and then to answer back, yeah, so there, nah. If you don't agree with anything I've said in any letter, by all means speak up. If I'm wrong, to keep me in ignorance is to keep me from spiritual growth. If you tell me my error, you've done me a great service. On the other hand, if I'm right, I've done you a service, and we've both had fun arguing. Because I want to be able to help many people with these letters, I can't address you by your first name. However, I don't want these letters to be impersonal either. For now, assume that I know you, and I'm your good friend. I'll assume the same. A feisty one at that. With that, let's get on with it. Do you really want to become an at-will astral traveller? I mean, really. Think about it for a minute. What does that mean? Well, it probably means taking risks. It means facing the unknown. It means looking fear in the eye and saying, up yours. Courage is not the ability to walk into danger without fear. Rather, courage is the ability to walk into danger and think to yourself, yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared to death, but that's not going to stop me. The most valuable thing I got from the book Dune by Frank Herbert is the saying that fear is the mind paralyzer. Fear stops us from doing dangerous things, even when we can gain immeasurably from doing them. For example, if you were brave enough to break into Fort Knox, think of how rich you might be. Think of how fun and exciting it would be. But think of how dangerous it is, even if you had an army at your command. The fear of such an adventure is enough to keep us from even thinking about it. I personally believe that true value is not to be found in material things, but in spirituality. And whatever spirituality means to you, it's okay by me, as long as you don't start axe murdering babies or something like that. If the materialists of today's society were to learn the true value of spirituality, they'd probably try to lock it all away in a psychic Fort Knox and keep it away from the masses. People would hoard it and try to steal it. Hilarious. Even now, some are trying to ban spiritual books from our public schools and libraries. To top things off, they do this in the name of spirituality. The American Heritage Dictionary defines spiritual as 1. Of, relating to, consisting of, or having the nature of, not tangible or material. 2. Of, concerned with or affecting the soul. 3. Of, from, or pertaining to God. 4. Of or belonging to a church or religion, sacred. 5. Pertaining to or having the nature of spirits, supernatural. Interesting. What better way is there to learn about spiritual things than to experience directly the nature of spirit, not tangible or material? If you leave your body, you are spirit. You are not tangible or material. You will be concerned with and affecting your soul, and you will have the nature of spirits, supernatural. You'll actually fit 3 out of 5 definitions of spiritual. Right now, after you've done listening to this letter, close your eyes and say to yourself, I want to leave my body regardless of what happens to me. I want to experience this non-physical world directly, not secondhand. I'm pretty doggone sick of just reading about it. Now it's time I start doing it. I'm hell-bent to have an OBE. I promise myself I'll give it my best shot. And commit this to your subconscious. Realize that your subconscious is listening and knows what you really want. If you really want OBEs, you'll really start getting them. It's just a matter of time, practice, and dedication. More next time, Bob. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join in the conversation, come over to Ali's Astral Lounge, www.astralprojectionlounge.com. All things astral and beyond.